Had a nice talk with Shashi. Very detailed talk. He explained that the main, he said, we have brought you to him at the very last possible moment. He said, had we come 6 months earlier, so much easier it would have been. He said, this time that we have called him just now was just timely that he came back again. He said that the main problem is the kidney. He said, the kidney is working, otherwise you could not pass urine. And the medicine which he has given over the past week has had an effect because the urine is increased. He explains that the whole body, there's very little blood due to not having eaten for so many months. And there's great weakness because of this. He says the muscles are all more or less gone. Therefore, you have no strength because the blood is not there. And because you're so weak, he can't give strong medicine because it will be too strong for you. He has to give it very, very carefully and slowly in small doses. He says the kidney, urine goes downwards and blood goes upwards. So the urine is passing. And now he's going to give him, he started today already giving medicine which will form, help to form blood. And automatically, he says that I asked him, how will we know if it is working? Will Prabhupada feel stronger? He said, not immediately. He said, I can't give it very much dose. He said, I'll be able to tell it from the pulse. I guess that's the Kaviraj's ability, that he can tell from a pulse. He said, I'll be able to tell from the pulse that the medicine for creating more blood is being taken up by the body. Then we asked him, he said that it is better you don't sit up because it puts strain on the heart. He said it's better you don't sit up for the next 4 days or so. Better that you lay down all the time. And that for feeding you, that we can feed you while you're laying down. He said it's not necessary that you should take anything solid unless you want it. Liquids are good, he said. For now. Because the whole point is that he has to treat you very, very slowly. There's no question of rushing anything because you're too weak. He said if you want solids, the thing should not be cooked in ghee. There should be no dahi. He gave some restrictions. Not so many, but some. He said just like Malpur would not be good because it's cooked with ghee. I asked him, frankly, what he thought was your chances. He said that he felt your chances were quite good. He said the whole point is that of course it depends on Krishna. He said, but the chances are very good. He said, but it will be slow. I said, but even if Prabhupada recovers, What does that mean, recover? He said, recover means to be fit. I said, well, what about, like, walking? He said, fit means walking, talking, eating, everything. He said, if this medicine works, then he should live for at least 10 more years. So he said that the treatment will take at least 3 or 4 months. It's a very slow treatment. And he felt fairly confident. He feels that there's a very good... He said that he treated one patient who had 20 ulcers. And he was... Every single physician said that the man had to die within a week to 2 weeks. And he made this man take 34 kilos of buttermilk per day. And the man survived. He got rid of all the ulcers and survived. He said, so he said he takes your case as very, very serious, though. Most at the final point. I said, well, Prabhupada says that he's dead. Now, he says, he even feels practically dead. And Prabhupada said, he's not dead. He said, I have seen worse cases even than this, and they could survive. He said, but I have to work very, very carefully. And Prabhupada should keep good spirits, he said. What,
Prabhupada?
And I felt very, you know, I thought that was good, that recovery doesn't mean simply laying in bed for the next few years. But recovery means actually being fit. He says it's gradual. He said once, now the medicine I've given for the kidneys, he says, over the past week, the kidney has not gotten worse, it's improved a little. He says, so that...